One of the things that distinguishes an outstanding artist from the rest is when they have a style that compares to no one else. Which singer is instantly recognizable whenever you hear their voice? I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Tuesday, it's September 7th, 2021. It was rainy. It rained all day. So that song right there killed two birds with one stone. Number one, it's rainy. And so that song summed it up. Number two, Hayes has a very unique voice. Definitely recognizable once you hear it, right? That was Hayes with 비가 오는 날엔. That's the 2021 Hayes version, or On Rainy Day. I think even if I hadn't introduced that song, you guys probably could have guessed it though, right? I mean, that is just how unique Hayes is. She almost like talk sings, if you know what I mean. She just kind of talks and sings her way through the song almost effortlessly. Like she would never be out of breath after a song. She'd just be okay, you know? That doesn't mean she puts like her heart, doesn't put her heart and soul into it. She does, but it's just not in like a breathless, belting it out type of fashion. In creative industries, having a distinct style, I would say that's one of the biggest strengths you can actually even develop. In fact, even better, if you ever get to cultivate like a whole new genre or movement with your original style, then, I mean, you're untouchable. You're invincible. You've created your own category. This is the case in the music world as well. Some examples would be GD. Oh, yeah. He created his own category of rap. People imitate him now, you know? They'll, like, talk like this and, like, sort of speak Korean in a very Englishified way, just like GD does. Taeyang maybe is another one. Shipsenchi 10 centimeters definitely is another one. They made indie mainstream. Gecko of Dynamic Duo. I don't know which one I like better, singing Gecko or rapping Gecko. He's equally talented at both. Suyeon of Angmyu just has, we call it like, just crazy genius voice. Just so crystal clear, just so effortless, so perfectly flawless of a voice. Now, you can't sing along with him, that's for sure, but still created his own category. Boy 4, I wouldn't say she was super unique, to be honest. She was kind of coming on the heels of IU, 옥상 달빛, you know, some of these meshing of genres and singers, but she meshed it. That was her style. That was her thing. Jang Bomjun, oh yeah, he's another one. You hear his song, immediately you know it's him. Their voices and style so well-defined, that is success. Thanks to that, they remain relevant in the ever-so-competitive K-pop scene. They've been relevant for a very long time. It's also one of the determining factors of what separates a singer and an artiste, right? Let's listen to artists who pioneered their way in K-pop. First up, we have Angmyu. And then on top of that, we have a featured artist who's an artiste, Zion T. This one's called Bench. That was Angmyu featuring Zion D with Bench. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. I may not have a super unique voice, but I hope you've listened to K-Pop Connection enough where the second you hear my voice, you'll immediately know, oh, that's Angie. That is the goal here. If I were to be walking down the street, no. If I was at a grocery store and I'm the person in front of you and all you see is my back and I say to the cashier, thank you, have a nice day, you would immediately be like, wait a minute, I think the person in front of me is Angie. That's the level I want you to reach, recognizing my voice. I may not have a Zion T voice, but that is what we're hoping our listenership, our loyal listeners, will reach that point. I'm just kidding. Well, we are here for you Monday through Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m. Korea Standard Time. You can tune in however you want from the following options. We got shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for Europe. No, India. See, I was so caught up with my voice that I didn't even know what I was saying. What are the methods? We got the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and podcast through whatever podcast app. If you want to connect with us, you can do so via our Gram account, at KBS K-pop is our handle. Go ahead and follow us, leave us comments, especially on the most recent requests and responses post, and the most recent Y2C or Your Two Cents post, because your responses may be used for our shows for that corresponding weeks, Wednesday and Thursday. You may win a prize in the process, so we hope you find that it's worth your time. Any more info you need, go to world.kbs.co.kr. We got Starpedia and, of course, our daily segment before that coffee or tea coming up. Let's listen to Sojang first. 함께 했는데 이별은 나 혼자인 거야, if you were still here. Following that, we have Hogak with 우린 어쩌다 헤어진 걸까? How did we... 누군가를 만나는 게 난 아직은 힘이 들 것 같아 다시는 믿고 싶지 Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel our wine, not together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. I'm just going to speed through that because I want to talk about this guy. I love this guy. Not uncommon at all for celebrity-worn items to be auctioned and sold. And there are fans all over the world willing to pay crazy prices just to have those items. Not even clothes. Remember that? That half-eaten waffle, or was it pancakes that Justin Timberlake ate that got, like, auctioned off for a crazy amount? I love JT, but I don't want his half-eaten pancakes, so that was a new level. Anyway, Michael Jordan, that's the guy we're talking about. His pre-worn clothing, for example, highly coveted by sports fans, including pre-worn underwear. I guess anything goes, right, in the world of sports collectibles, or can we call it memorabilia? The underwear has Jordan's last name printed on it, and they apparently have gotten plenty of use. There's loose threading. There's a worn logo that's especially pointed out. And there's also an old dry cleaning tag still attached. The description of the item reads, and I quote, "About as close to greatness as one can get." There are also other items Jordan wore that are a little bit less intimate. Coats, jackets, suits, dress shirts, athletic shirts, belts. Again, those are safe, right? The collection of clothing items come from the personal collection of Jordan's late personal bodyguard, John Michael Wozniak, who appeared in the documentary The Last Dance about Jordan and the Bulls' championship reign in the 1990s. Bidding starts at $500 each for his clothing items. The underwear in question already has three bids, or at least it did on the first day, September 1st. It probably has more now. The auction is happening until September 25th. We shall see how expensive the price goes for his old and tattered underwear. I can't claim to be an OG Michael Jordan fan. I only became a real fan after watching The Last Dance, which I only watched sort of recently. He is like psychotic level in terms of being able to create intrinsic motivation. And I thought that was so awesome. Like, he will make up stories in his head if it will pump him up to get motivated to win. And, you know, he's not, I'm just kidding about the psycho thing. He's not crazy to the point where he can't differentiate what's real and not. He knows that he made it up. But still, it was like that level where he was able to do that to create this sort of passion and motivation. If we could all do that, oh man, the things we could accomplish, right? They say motivation almost just as up there as just talent. If you lack talent, all you need is more motivation. And then you can be neck and neck with those who are more talented than you. So motivation is a big thing. Now let's listen to a song by Fromis9, Talk and Talk. Star Pedia. Welcome to Star Pedia. Ever been curious about a particular artist? Tuesday segment is where we have Lena and we walk you through some of these artists' very successful careers. Hi, Lena.
There's a lot of S's to enunciate.
I used to wear those invisible braces, the retainer style braces. And I remember the first month, the word that I kept getting stuck on was businesses. I couldn't say it.
Businesses.
Yeah, I was like, businesses.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a lot of messes.
Did you have to work with those on?
This is before I came to Korea.
All right, so before broadcasting. Yeah. It turned out okay then. Can you imagine powering through? Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. So quick question before we get into things here. Mm. How much would you be willing? No. That's a weird question. Whose underwear?
No. No. I heard your coffee and tea segment.
If you had to pick one, though, it's like you have to spend money on a celebrity's underwear.
No.
Which celebrity would it be?
No, this is so creepy. It wasn't the point of that whole discussion. Like, people are willing to go to really creepy extents to get their hands on something that is what? Closest to greatness?
Yeah. Okay, what about a half-eaten pancake?
Okay, I don't know why that's a thing.
I don't know.
What good is a half-eaten pancake for me?
I guess you could think of it as like his saliva and his lips DNA touched it.
Because I'm going to clone him?
Yeah, you can make your own JT.
Actually.
That'd be kind of great.
I mean, if it's between a half-eaten pancake and underwear, fine. Underwear it is. And I'll resell it.
Okay, that's a good idea. It's a good investment. Anyway.
That was not the point of the question, was it?
No, it was. You went right in the direction I wanted.
Yeah, it wasn't to get me to decide on who was my favorite celebrity.
I didn't think you'd have an answer, to be honest.
I really don't. Why is that? I used to have one for every boy band.
Yeah.
Circa Big Bang, circa 2PM era.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, who is your favorite Big Bang and 2PM member?
Big Bang, I don't know if I'm allowed to say. He's on the forbidden list now.
Oh.
Not the one that's been kicked out.
Okay.
But he's kind of still...
bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The tall one. The acting one.
The wee.
The what? The on top?
Yeah.
I got you.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. That was not subtle at all.
What about 2 p.m.?
Oh, it was Jay Park.
Oh,
yeah. It was all about Jay Park from the very beginning to end.
His pretty greatness.
All right. But that was a not so subtle segue.
We got there. Speaking of Big Bang, we got arguably the only squeaky clean member left.
This is true. Taeyang, happily married. No scandals.
No.
Good at just about everything. Dancing, singing, performance, songwriting.
I feel bad for the guy almost.
Me too.
Big Bang had the potential. They still had a lot of gas left in them.
Yep.
But scandal sort of kind of eroded the group's greatness.
It kind of derailed their activities. And I mean, there's still a large enough fan base that are just waiting for their comeback with the last four standing members. But you're right. I mean, they could have gone further, faster, reached even higher grounds.
Now there's always going to be sort of a looming shadow, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But like we said, just great guy, squeaky clean image.
Yep.
You know, at least from what we know.
Yep.
And talented with a capital T.
Yeah, let's just capitalize all of that talented. Mm-hmm. And all right, guys, did you guys know that Big Bang is celebrating their 15th anniversary this year?
Congrats.
So it is a big year for all the members, including Taeyang. Mm-hmm. Just in case you didn't know, they debuted back in 2006 under YG Entertainment. They are taking an unofficial hiatus due to a line of scandals.
Oh, yeah.
let's just leave it there. He is, I think, by far the member with the most amount of talent, and I think there is very little arguing. That's GD and Taeyang from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean,
they also were part of YG for a very long time, from what I understand, before Big Bang debut, right?
I think they're like BFFs as well.
How they withstand the test of time when they seem to be so different is also very interesting.
It's actually sort of helped make me see GD in a better light, to be honest, to know that still Taeyang considers him one of his best friends. So in my mind, I think, despite GD's scandals, though, there's like a pureness in there if he's able to connect with, you know, Taeyang.
See, this is why the company you keep is just as important. It may be a reflection of your character, too. These are all judgments being made from afar.
Of course.
I'm not friends with either of them.
Unfortunately,
but
me too.
A part of stardom is us speculating about what kind of person you are based on what little we know.
That's just the image I'm saying that friendships can shed, right?
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot to cover as far as Taeyang is concerned, but let's play one song.
We're going to go with Darling. That was Taeyang singing Darling. That one was released in 2017.
That's right.
All right. We got to rewind, though. You mentioned 2006. That was his debut as Big Bang. Mm. But let's talk even more about the trainee days of Taeyang.
Do you guys remember that? I think it was like a YG Family Music video. I can't remember which one.
Jinishun, maybe?
Maybe. Uh-huh. And it was G-Dragon and the very, very young Youngbae featured as the youngest members of the YG clan.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's just about the age when they were 12 years old, training under the massive YG label. And they were supposed to, did you guys know, debut as a hip-hop duo named GDYB.
Oh, that's kind of hard.
G-Dragon and Youngbae. GDYB. YBGD?
Youngbae. Youngbae. I mean, granted, if he stuck with that name, we probably would have gotten used to it.
I think so, too. But I can come up with so many different nicknames. Youngbae.
Youngbae.
I don't know.
Youngbae. He's my bae. But I do like Taeyang.
Yeah, I think Taeyang suits him really well. And clearly, YG knew that that would stick. They would go on to debut with Big Bang in 2006. Big Bang ended up shifting, some say, the paradigm of K-pop. Because I think there was a time when boy bands, kind of like girl groups, stuck with a certain image, approachable, boys next door, more youthful, and then they would move on to the more hardcore stuff. And I think Big Bang was hip-hop from the get-go.
That's true.
They were fun, and GD and Taeyang were quite memorable.
Yeah, there's also a sort of a level of freedom in their performances. It wasn't like perfectly choreographed every single move. They knew how to strut.
Do you remember when they made an appearance on that show, that cable show, where they're supposed to dance to their old tracks?
Yeah.
And besides GD and Taeyang, nobody remembers the dance moves because so much is improvised on stage.
That's awesome.
And I was like, actually,
it's kind of how it should be sometimes. Yeah, not all the time, but sometimes.
That was a Big Bang way. Now, Taeyang successfully debuted as a solo artist just 2 years after he debuted with the members of Big Bang with the EP Hot. The title track was Only Look at Me, Naman Paraba. Quite arguably one of the most controversial songs when it comes to lyrics.
It didn't age well, that's for sure.
No, because, I mean, even when I heard first started, I thought, oh, catchy. What did he
say? Yeah, that's true. Even back then, the lyrics wasn't good with society.
No, it was like, yeah, I may cheat on you, but you can't do the same. Or I may look at another woman, but you can't. You need to just look at me. How does that work?
Yeah, I didn't like the lyrics of that song, but I liked that song.
That's why it worked. It was Taeyang magic.
I think, horrible.
Had it been any of the other members, we would have had a different reaction to.
Like, if a bad boy, like a real bad boy, sung it, oh, he would have gotten, like,
so much backlash.
Witch hunt.
Witch hunt. So maybe that squeaky clean image does help with a potentially controversial song.
Because, we all think Taeyang would never cheat. You know, not in real life.
and we're thinking, oh, maybe the lyrics is just hypothetical. Like, he's thinking, even the worst case scenario, like, you should be faithful to me.
That's the message.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to put like a pretty bow on the lyrics, but
we
there's
just
no...
like Taeyang. We just like his clean image.
All right. Only Look at Me was not the only single that got a lot of attention. Wedding Dress was hugely popular. I Need a Girl with, of course, I think 산다라박 in the music video, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody was doing the dance. The thing is, if there was I Need a Girl challenge, I think it would have done really well too.
Oh, it was right. It was kind of too early for the challenges.
The challenges. True. It was before the dance-specific social media platforms rise to fame.
Yes. Oh, you're right, though. That would have blew up.
Right. It would have been so fun. Ringa Linga selected as one of the best K-pop songs of 2013 by Days Magazine as well as Billboard. All of the signs of approval.
All right. Hey. We have to still work up to what is arguably his biggest hit to date.
Ah!
If you guys know it, then you are a good Taeyang fan. We'll work up to that though. First, Taeyang with Naman Baraba.
Only Look at Me.
Following that, Lena.
Ringa Linga. It's been on my mind for a while. Gotta get this off my chest before it's too late.
That was Taeyang with Ringa Linga. Before that, Naman Baraba, or Only Look at Me. Let's talk about his love life.
His happily ever after. So just in case you didn't know, Min Hyorin and Taeyang are happily married.
Did you guys know that?
Ta-da! She waited for him while he was away serving the country.
Very unlikely couple. I'm just going to throw that out there. I would have never put those two together, but
no.
It works.
Well, it turns out GD was Cupid to Taeyang and Min Hyorin's at least first encounter, from what we know.
Mm-hmm.
They first met on Taeyang's music video shoot for 새벽 1시 1am in 2014. GD was the one who suggested Min Hyorin to be featured in the video. Apparently, Taeyang was all smiles ear to ear throughout the shoot. Some remember the story kind of differently, saying that Taeyang had his eyes on Min Hyorin.
That's what I heard.
Right. So there are two accounts of the same story. Depends who you ask. You pick one that you like and stick with it. It's okay.
I think it's both.
Yeah,
I think Taeyang confessed to his best friend that he liked her, and so the best friend took it upon himself to make it happen.
You know, this is how all rumors are generated in K-pop. You know this, right?
Yeah. This is what we think. Anyway.
All right. And then eventually they would go on to date. He would dedicate a love song. Isn't this just about everyone's dream when you date a musician?
Mm-hmm.
The song Nun Koyib, Eyes, Nose, Lips, was specifically written for her. It's not very subtle. It's I love everything about you.
Including your eyes, nose, and lips.
He's apparently written many handwritten letters throughout their relationship. So maybe the love serenade was just kind of the cherry on top.
Aww.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
After 4 years of being together, they got married in February 3rd, 2018. And it was a fairy tale wedding, quite
it
literally.
It looked gorgeous.
You know who did the wedding, all the floral decorations?
Who?
The creative minds behind the Twilight series. Remember the Twilight?
Shut up!
The Twilight wedding. Why do I know this? I don't know. But
how
in the forest,
you know,
I just put two and two together and thought, hey, they must be. No, there were so many articles on this.
Okay.
Who did the wedding?
Oh, it was so. Oh, you're right, though. It is very reminiscent of that Twilight wedding.
Oh,
so beautiful. My next wedding.
What is happening?
I'm just kidding.
All right. There are still very happily married. Big Bang is, as we mentioned earlier, taking an unofficial hiatus, but they did allude to something around August this year. Taeyang, Taesung, and that other guy.
You can say his name. He's not Voldemort.
I don't know. I feel like I can't say his name. Choi Seung-yeon.
Okay.
They did allude to the fact that they are working towards a comeback.
Okay.
We just don't know when and where.
There you go. Well, fans, sit tight. Hopefully something will be brewing from the Big Bang camp soon. Thanks, Lena, for walking us through that. And, oh, man, Twilight wedding. New fact today. That was the highlight of my Starpedia today. Thanks, Lena. We'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Let's send her out with Taeyang. This one's featuring GD, I Need a Girl. And then Taeyang's hit love song to Min Hyorin, his wife, Nun Koyip, Eyes, Nose, Lips.
tired of being alone, sick of being
And that's all we have for this edition of K-Pop Connection. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.